It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
It looks like the feud between Taylor Swift and Kanye West isn't over. Taylor Swift recently liked an image on Instagram that bashed Kanye in his video for the song Famous, which showcased nude wax figures, if you forgot, of numerous celebrities, including Taylor. It started with a Twitter post that read, "The Famous music video was straight up revenge porn, not to mention putting abused victims next to their abusers and celebrating sexual assaulters. It was disgusting, and he doesn't get enough crap for that." That post then got shared to Instagram with the added caption, "It's so weird to see how Kanye got away with putting realistic depictions of naked celebrities in his video. I was reading comments the other day and people said they didn't like Taylor because she, quote, uses songs to humiliate her ex-boyfriends. And we know that's not true. But isn't it strange that they don't apply that same logic to a man putting a naked woman in his music video that's been viewed millions of times because he doesn't like her?" And that is when Taylor Swift actually liked the post. Michael Jackson fans from France are suing the alleged victims in Leaving Neverland for, quote, sullying his memory after taking part in the documentary. The Michael Jackson community, the MJ Street and On the Line are groups that are accusing the alleged victims, and the case will be heard by a court in France in July. According to reports, the groups want to discredit the accusations of pedophilia that have been associated with Jackson. Also, the Children's Museum of Indianapolis, Indiana, removed Michael Jackson items from their collection. A fedora and glove that Jackson wore on stage and a Jackson poster are now no longer on display at the museum. The move comes after the Leaving Neverland documentary aired on HBO, which of course featured accounts from the two guys saying that Jackson groomed them for sex and molested them when they were young.
What do you think? Do you think that they're telling the truth?
Do I believe those guys? I want to say yes. There's some pretty compelling evidence against him.
Arguments.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's hard. It's very difficult. And it's also hard because, like, you know, when stories like this come out, it's about celebrities that you love. And I think one of the reasons that it's so hard for some people to believe the accusers, for like R. Kelly, for example, or Michael Jackson, or any of these other people, is that, like, they feel like they're friends. They feel like they know them because they grew
up
their music.
Close.
And yeah. And that you feel like, you know them based on interviews that you've seen or movies that someone's been in or the albums that they've made. And it's just, it's very, very difficult. There are some things that I question, like the 2005 trial that those guys, the accusers from Michael Jackson had. Obviously, they said nothing ever happened. And they were adults when they did that trial.
Right.
At the same time, I also know a lot about how kids, it is very hard for them, or even as adults, if you were abused as a child, to come forward with those accusations.
Right.
And those kids, you know, what they're saying is that they were so brainwashed and groomed and terrified that even, you know, in that trial in 2005, they lied. So,
right. No, I
don't
that.
Know.
I was even listening to another like radio show and they were saying, are we still allowed to jam out to Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Like if a Michael Jackson song comes on the radio, do we turn it off? Are we allowed to sing to it? Are we going to feel guilty for singing to it? So it's all just super interesting.
Disney reinstated James Gunn as director of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. They fired him in July of 2018 after old tweets about molesting kids resurfaced online. The firing was controversial with stars of the movie like Chris Pratt, Zoe Saldana, Bradley Cooper, and some other people signing an open letter asking for the filmmaker to be rehired because he said that they were just like dark jokes.
Right.
After the firing, Marvel Studios put the movies on hold, but now that Gunn has been reinstated, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is going forward. And Nick Jonas posted a video teasing the Jumanji sequel and says that he can't reveal any of the secrets about the film, but he is excited to film.
That's a wrap on my first day back on Jumanji. So many secrets I wish I could share with you about this movie. But I'd get in big trouble if I did. But just know it's going to be bigger and better than last time. So good to be back with this amazing cast. I miss them a lot.
That is the garbage.